While it's almost cliche to call Western Pennsylvania an election battleground, local political organizers do not take the status for granted. 90.5 WESA's Onley Herring reports that in the age of COVID-19, both parties are mobilizing voters in their own way.
Massive rallies have long been a signature campaign tactic for President Trump. But this year, they also became a symbol of his attitude toward the coronavirus, a big difference between him and former Vice President Joe Biden. To local Republican Rick Saccone, who once served in the state house, Trump's rallies give the president strength. So much so that Saccone hosted his own a couple weeks ago.
We're here for President Trump. Are you with me?
Dozens of people, including a couple that traveled all the way from Harrisburg, fill Saccone's Elizabeth Township backyard on a gorgeous day. They don't wear masks, but are decked out in red, white, and blue. They ham it up for a camera crew Saccone hired. There's food, a raffle, live music, prayer, and a lot of talk about what Trump gets right. Some highlight his handling of the economy and promises to undo the Affordable Care Act. Nurse Lori Fritz focuses on other issues.
Abortion, you know, and upholding the Second Amendment with guns and God.
Saccone says that agenda's been undermined by the president's enemies, who Saccone says include government bureaucrats, activists, and academics. A professor himself, Saccone tells the crowd such resistance underscores the importance of rallies like his.
Because he needs that. He needs to know that the people are still behind him. Because if you just listen to the media, you think he's sunk. Biden's already won this race. Remember, it's the same with Hillary. This race is over.
Saccone says that narrative can make Trump voters think they're alone. But he says his event provides some comfort. An attendee, Jeff Sorek, has faith their side will prevail.
I like to think we are the silent majority. Everybody needs to come out and vote. You have to vote.
Biden supporters are also making a spirited push to the finish line.
My brothers and sisters, can you hear me?
Allegheny County Labor Council President Darren Kelly addresses a crowd that covers the parking lot outside the council's headquarters on Route 51.
3.5 years, we have watched our democracy be torn apart. But the greatest thing about our democracy that this president cannot tear down is you have the right to take back what our forefathers have built for us. Am I right?
Everyone in the audience wears a mask. Democratic office holders from across the state give speeches that accuse Trump of hurting workers on numerous fronts, whether it's corporate tax cuts, judicial appointments, or a failure to address the COVID crisis. They say Biden would be a champion for labor. Ordinarily, unions strive to get out the vote with a highly organized ground game. But thanks to the pandemic, Kelly says they avoid knocking doors.
It does present a unique challenge, but the challenge can be worked with by whether it's social media or whether it's mail piece or by phone, but we have to adjust to it.
Grassroots organizers are also hustling for Democratic votes, especially in hotly contested suburbs. Women like longtime volunteer Annie Shaner have been central to that effort. She says Democrats have become much more organized in Peters Township, where she lives. But she says a lot of Democratic voters in her area need to be mobilized.
Because, you know, we're primarily Republican here, so they feel they, you know, can't make a difference.
Shaner and other organizers host events and persistently canvass their neighborhood. But Shaner says one of her best tools has been a series of homemade lawn signs, like one that focuses on accusations that Trump called American soldiers losers and suckers. Shaner says her signs don't always go over well with her Republican neighbors, but that this election is too important to hold back.
People think I love politics. I don't. I hate politics. I do it because it's the right thing to do. And if I don't do it, I can't complain.
So while Shaner sympathizes with people who are sick of the campaign, she says she'll do all she can to get as many of them as possible, at least to vote. Onley Herring, 90.5 WESA News.